Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of On Trends Days, We Wear Pink. That is courtesy of Manish on the Discord.
Mm. What is that? That's from Mean Girls.
Where is my mind? That is being shown to Mean Girls on this podcast.
I know. We fucked up. Let's just...
Despicable.
Let's move forward.
All right, let's move forward together. So, a couple stories on the ongoing situation in Gaza. I think one thing that I've heard come up from a lot of people is the question, you know, as we're seeing Israel, the Israeli military fully bombard Gaza and like just blowing up entire blocks of apartment buildings and, you know, residential areas, is like, well, can the people just leave? Have the people just left? Well, you know,
they were told to leave.
They're told to leave. Can they just leave? And so there is this story that, the U.S. is working on a plan to evacuate innocent American and Palestinian citizens from Gaza along the southern path to Egypt, according to a Jerusalem Post report. There's a couple of reasons that this is, I don't know. First of all, one thing, like, I keep seeing the phrase, like, the Israeli military is pounding Gaza.
And Like,
no, they are blowing up innocent people.
It's a siege. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a siege.
The rhetoric is like we're saying, it's so out of control, like, with the sort of like the vengeance undertones of everything.
Yeah.
And like, it's just always like, it's not really reported. It's become just so sensational, and along with all of like the misinformation, it's become very just like a, I constantly have trouble processing everything I'm seeing, to the point where, like I said the other day, can't even look at Twitter anymore, because it's so like rife with all kinds of misinformation. But to that point, yeah, I mean, like with the Gaza thing, there's a lot of things where, or there was a lot of people pointing to the fact that, like, well, they're telling people to leave so then they don't have to experience the siege that is taking place. But when you look at the news and how people can even enter or exit Gaza, it doesn't seem that easy or possible right now.
Yeah, just a note of context on what it's like to try and get out of Gaza for innocent Palestinian citizens, like before all of this happened. Palestinian people are often not able to get out of Gaza for medical emergencies. Like when a child has cancer, they have to wait for Israel to grant them the papers they need to leave, which can take weeks or never arrive. And so you have children dying from preventable diseases because there's like no chemo clinic in Gaza.
Right.
So the idea that at this time of war and vengeance, Israel will suddenly start to let Palestinian citizens leave en masse, like, seems less likely than I'd hoped, I guess, heading into the researching of it. Like,
yeah,
you know, and also the Biden like passage plan is supposed to be letting the innocent people in Gaza leave through the southern passage to Egypt, and Israel, the Israeli military bombed that passage.
Yeah, and there was like an airstrike there. Now the Egyptians, I think, have closed down that crossing.
Yeah.
Because again, like from their perspective, they're not trying to deal with a huge exodus from Gaza, and now people are truly just sort of stuck there with everything that's happening. And like to this point of like all the misinformation, there have been like I see so many of like we just see this pattern, regardless of the details, which is like Hamas has done this, therefore the flattening of Gaza is on the table. And even if there are innocent people there, that's on the table because of
what
these enumerated
people.
Like, yeah. And yeah. I get it. Like, for when you hear that innocent people are being killed indiscriminately, it's not a far stretch to then believe a lot of other horrific things that are being said, like that, you know, and I'm sorry to have to say this, like babies are being decapitated.
Right.
And there's been a lot, that's been something that's been talked about a lot. And a lot of news outlets are now sort of beginning to
walk it back
or say that came from this person who spoke to a soldier, not necessarily someone from like the military command who gave them this information. And that has completely proliferated and again created another narrative to say like, okay, the further like dehumanization of the people in Gaza, be like, well, you know, I guess like if this happened, then their death is actually justifiable. And that's what, again, like we were saying yesterday, it's so fucking wild to watch this narrative sort of pick up steam, because when you look at Twitter, like so many people are getting stuff from Twitter, and really that's just stuff that's coming from Telegram a lot of the time now. The amount of shit that, like I said, even last time when I was like, oh, I think Biden may have okayed $8 billion, like that was completely concocted and right. was going around on Twitter, or like things that people are showing. Destruction in Gaza that's from like years ago, or sometimes not even Gaza, or showing people like a woman that was burned alive that was actually comes from like a clip that was filmed in Guatemala years ago, that we are now like just all of this very provocative violent shit
and
is just swirling.
And
the momentum is not slowing down, and now like we're only just seeing like reports on how much like these buildings are being flattened, like, and again, that this is kind of on the table because of X, Y, and Z.
Yeah. I mean, and it's, you know, horrible things happened to a lot of people. So it might seem like a weird time to be policing the specifics of what happened to who in what way. But when you have, you know, military officials specifically using phrases like animals when describing their enemies, and then when the innocent among them are not being afforded an opportunity to escape, like it is important that, you know, things are made clear and that misinformation is not able to just be, you know, spread indiscriminately and without consequences.
Yeah. Just the thing that makes it so difficult is like it's valid for people to be upset that the innocent people are being murdered and kidnapped. And it's also completely valid for people to feel like the entire world has ignored their plight up until this moment and try and see the pendulum swing in the other direction and the empathy go in that direction. Where it gets really tricky is when you start seeing this manifest into the kind of rhetoric where you're seeing people in the streets being like, yeah, fucking destroy Gaza. Like it needs to disappear. Or people are saying all kinds of wild anti-Semitic shit overtly, covertly. That level of the dysfunction of like our ability to sort of communicate is just being exacerbated right now. And I think this is kind of it feels very different, right? Because like the conflict in Ukraine was sort of one of the first times we were just seeing armed conflict play out on social media, like with all kinds of stuff like coming out and at you or like in, at least with this sort of the amount of content that was coming out. And now we're seeing it with all kinds of misinformation being injected and accelerated, that it's really like, I don't blame a lot of people who are just trying to be like, I don't know what to think right now. And you just like, all I can do is like go on Reuters, where they have like a fact check section of their website that is constantly being updated, trying to keep up with clips that are being shared, whether it's like fake audio that was added to a CNN clip about people ducking rocket fire, or clips of people, like apparently people celebrating in certain parts of the country, but that was from years ago and completely predates the conflict, or that there, like, there was photos of the Israeli flag on skyscrapers in Azerbaijan, and that was actually from 2015. Like, there are all these things that are nudging people into these different sort of perspectives or their view on it. And how are we going to de-escalate from that? Because when you see something that like that or hear something like that, it is upsetting. It starts putting your mind in a completely different direction. And yeah, I'm really curious to see if X, Twitter, whatever the fuck, they're going to get their shit together. I'm not sure, but yeah, this is just, it's unreal. Like how this much back and forth happening, like even on like my own social media, like watching people have like really, really bad takes where like they don't need to be. And a lot of it too will be like based on some shit. And I'm like, yo, just so you know, like that's not true. Like what you just said or what you think is happening. And like all over the place, you have people conflating the Israeli government with the religion of Judaism, right, in the same way that people are conflating Hamas with Palestinian people and what every single Palestinian person wants. But again, you have all of these clips, videos, things that reinforce one of those worldviews. And you can just see like, how can people come to the table if they're already being like, no, this is too much, this is too much, this is too much. It's just
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about something else.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. And all right, a couple non-war stories. So Jerry Seinfeld has teased a Seinfeld reunion, kind of. So basically, he was doing a Q&A on like at a live show, and somebody asked about the last episode of Seinfeld, and. Mm-hmm. He claimed that he has a secret about the ending, that something is going to happen with that ending. He's even been talking with Larry David about the ending. But I don't know. An actual reunion or a continuation of the show seems very unlikely, considering that he has repeatedly bristled at the idea of a straight up reunion.
Right.
We already got a fake Seinfeld reunion on Curb. Unfortunately, I feel like this is going to be a Super Bowl commercial. It's going
to
be.
Oh, no. Wait, yeah. Is there like anything that says that there's something to that? Like they got a Kenny Rogers either, deal or some
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, it's either nothing or it's a Super Bowl commercial, you know?
That's so. It's either nothing or it's a Super Bowl commercial yeah. for crypto.
Right.
This time. Again, with Larry David. The whole cast of Seinfeld is going to shill for crypto again. Okay.
Here's what I'll tell you, okay? But you can't tell anybody, he continued. Something is going to happen with that ending. It hasn't happened yet. And just what you have been thinking about, Larry and I have been talking about. So you'll see. But obviously, can't say
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I don't know if you can put Michael Richards back in the mix.
No, probably not.
But.
Yeah.
Sure.
But you can probably stretch it into a 30-second Super Bowl commercial. Some of them, some of the people, the Ferris Bueller one, was there a Back to the Future one? Ferris Bueller one was pretty anticlimactic. I feel like
there's always some like weird half-assed attempt to like get all these people together again, but then it just falls flat every time. But hey, look, just dig up the old IP, man. Bring it back one more time.
We have a contender for the wildest pre-column disclosure of the year thus far from the Washington Post opinion section.
This is where like you would say like I might have conflicts of interest, like
yes,
you know, I'm writing about the environment and I have at one point I did get money from Exxon to
yes.
do something, but that was years ago, but just in the name of full disclosure that happened, that kind of thing, right?
So this is an opinion piece on the Washington Post titled Tim Scott, Please Drop Out, Urge Others to Follow, and Unite Behind Haley by George F. Will, a columnist. And the disclosure at the beginning is the columnist's wife, Mary Will, an advisor to Republican presidential candidate Senator Tim Scott, disagrees with this column. This man's trying to get divorced, I feel like.
Dude, this is like... Who writes that? He had to do that in the third person?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe the editorial team.
They're like, hey, we heard, man. What's your wife saying? She disagrees hard, but well, that's because she
Tim
works
Scott
with
saying
him.
To his wife when she comes into work. It's like, you see this shit, Mary?
Yeah. What's he doing? Right. I'm sorry, Tim. Let me what can I say? He thinks he should drop out and we should all unite around Nikki Haley, who, come on, y'all, it's going to be Trump. Stop. There's no math that adds up to it not being Trump right now, unless something comes down that actually legally prevents him from running. So,
yeah. So, in which
buckle
case,
up.
Yeah, it would be good to have somebody just kind of sitting there waiting. But I also don't think that anybody like knows anything about like who's the best candidate for their case. And
no, I mean,
I don't care. I would love for them all to drop out except for one, and for that one to be the wrong person. So I'm with this guy. Do it.
Yeah.
everybody drop out except Nikki Haley. let's talk Aaron Rodgers real quick.
He's back at it with the back at it again. Beef.
Yeah. So, this like last week, I guess he attended a Chiefs Jets game. He was mad to be overshadowed by Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Which everything is being overshadowed. They might cancel the Super Bowl. Because this story is just so much bigger than the NFL now that Taylor Swift is involved. Yeah. And so she attended the game. Everyone was looking at her. He also attended the game. Not as many people were looking at him. He's injured this year. And in his recap, he was describing Travis Kelce as Mr. Pfizer. He has like a Boomhauer voice, like which I didn't realize. It's like Boomhauer from King of the Hill. Can we listen to it?
Is it like an affect he's putting on? Because he's from Chico, California, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Where did you pick that up? But yeah, here's one of the clips here.
Listen, you know, Mr. Pfizer said he didn't think he'd be in a vax war with me.
Oh boy.
Mm. Didn't think he'd be in a vax war with me. This ain't a war, homie. This is just conversation.
Hey, man.
But if you want to have some sort of duel, debate, have me on the podcast. Come.
It sounds more like Hank Hill than Boomhauer, to be honest. It's like, Bobby, you want to have a vax war?
You want to have a war with me?
Hey, Travis, you want to have a vax, Mr. Pfizer? I mean, he wants to have a vax war, and apparently he proposed like a no holds barred cage debate,
right,
with Aaron Rodgers and RFK versus fucking Travis and Dr. Fauci. Like, come on,
Kelce and Fauci together. Now you know you're in trouble. Oh boy, yeah. I bet that would be like smart, and everybody would be no dumber for having heard that debate.
While they're at it, they should debate about the conflict between Hamas and Israel.
That would be like, great.
That's about,
I would love
the
to
levels.
Hear their thoughts on that.
Oh, I don't know if anyone should. In fact, nobody should. But like, holy shit, the level of like the self-importance of being like,
yeah,
yo, no, man, like I'm here to fucking actually make this point, and I'm gonna tear down Fauci and Travis. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, Mr. Pfizer. Mr. Vaccine Pfizer? War.
All right, Mr. Pfizer, want to come down and do the dang thing? I'll beat his damn ass.
Mr. Pfizer. Everybody's got a good Hank Hill. Yeah, that's good. That's a good one.
All right. Well, Miles, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.